92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
It's been really tough to be a retailer since COVID twisted our world into a pretzel 3.5 years ago. Never before had we experienced inventory supply problems. Never before have retailers experienced such massive financial losses due to shoplifting and fraud. And those crimes and violence in communities continue to rise each week. A recent retail workplace survey done by Loss Prevention Magazine found that 60% of retail workers have seen or experienced some form of violence at work in the last 12 months. The study also reported that Walmart has been hit the hardest by theft. They're the largest retailer in America. They claim to have a location within 10 miles of 90% of the population, which is really impressive, and they sell stuff really cheap. So my question is, why would you shoplift from Walmart? The safety and security measures they've had in place just are not getting the job done. High volumes of uncontrollable theft in the tens of millions every year put stores at the risk of closing, and Walmart closed 22 stores in the first 6 months of this year. The mayor of Atlanta, Georgia, begged them to reopen the store they closed, and they agreed to do that with some conditions. The Vine City Walmart is being relaunched as a neighborhood market. It's been reduced to 20% of its original size, and it's going to have a heavy police presence at all times with a team that's based in the store. And Walmart is hoping this test will prove to be productive, but I'm not sure that having a police team in every Walmart supercenter across the country is a business model that they can sustain, but we'll see how it goes.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.